Well, as we've been studying the story of Nehemiah, I've shared a little bit with you about the process that Virgin and I went through when we did our fixer-upper. When we bought that house, it was in October, and we worked all through the winter on it to try to get it ready, and I was really hoping that we'd be able to move in by Mother's Day. I kept telling Virg and his dad, you know, that'd make a great Mother's Day present. Just get the house done. Don't buy me anything. Just get the house done. I was a little bit impatient. Okay, I was beyond impatient. It seemed as though we had been working on this house forever. And all the meanwhile, the five of us were living in this little rental. It was about 600 square feet. It was two bedrooms, so which meant all three boys were in the same bedroom. That was a four-year-old, a two-year-old, and a newborn in the same bedroom. Yeah, Beth, you can imagine, right? In my mind, we could not get into this house fast enough. Well, needless to say, we didn't move in May. We didn't move in June. We just barely moved in July. The house was not done yet, but it was livable, and I was tired of waiting. Now, if you had told me that summer, on move-in day, that I needed to camp in the backyard for a week before I could go move into my house, I might have strangled you. But that's exactly what the Jews did when they returned to a newly renovated Jerusalem. As Ezra stood and read the scriptures to the people, they were reminded of a festival that had been long forgotten, the Festival of the Booths. And in this festival, they would construct little lean-tos, little huts, in which they would live for 8 days, collectively remembering all that God had done for them. Now, this festival got its start at the time in Israel's history that God had rescued them from Egypt, the time that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years homeless until God took them into the Promised Land. Remembrance was not so much of the people's past homelessness, but of God's faithfulness. They took this time to remember God had seen us through all that we've had to endure in the past. God is with us in the present, and God will see us through into the future. Living in tents is okay, because God is with us. Now, it would have been easy, as everyone was celebrating their return to Jerusalem from exile, celebrating the restoration of the city and the return of friends and family, to think only of that day, to be relieved that the past was done and gone. This was a big day, and a big celebration was called for. Yesterday's past, tomorrow's yet to come. Today is a day to party. And I'm sure that's how many of the people felt. I'm sure many were anxious to get settled in their homes, to unpack, to sweep the floors, to go and visit old friends now home again. I know that feeling. I know that anxiousness to get going on the future and forget the past. But this festival made the people pause. Just stop that frantic pace for a minute. Just breathe and remember all that God has done for us. Just take a break. Sit and be thankful and reflect on the great gifts that God has given. How often do we take that time to just pause and be thankful? We seem to just rush from one thing to the next, from one season to the next. We are always looking for what comes next. I think back to when I was growing up. Man, I couldn't wait till I could drive. As soon as I got my driver's license, man, I couldn't wait till I graduated high school. And then that summer after graduation, I couldn't wait till the fall came to go away to college, to be independent and be on my own. And then I couldn't wait to get married. I couldn't wait to have kids. I couldn't wait to have our own home. We're always looking for the next thing. even as we go through each individual year, right? Right now, man, we can't wait for spring to really truly be here. No fake outs this time. And as soon as spring hits, we start to think about summer and Memorial Day and 4th of July and all of the family get-togethers and the reunions and everything that's going to happen, and we look forward to that. And no sooner are those things passed than we look forward to the cool nights of fall and football and school starting. And then we're in a rush to get to Christmas and to New Year's. And then, man, we're back into the rush for spring to get here again. Seems like we wish our lives away, looking for the next thing. So maybe it would do us good to just set up booths for a week or two. Maybe it would do us good to look at our past and see how God has brought us through some tough times to get to today. To remember all the hardships that we had to overcome with God's help. To smile at the thought of all the good times and the blessing that God has bestowed on us. Maybe that pause would give us a chance to look at today and see that today is good. A chance to just bask in the grace of God that has brought us to this point and be thankful. Because no matter what we're facing, no matter how hard today may be, no matter how fearful we may be about tomorrow, how stressed, how overloaded, maybe we'd be able to see that God has brought us through tough times before, and maybe we'd be able to feel God's presence with us today, and maybe we'd be reassured that God will see us through tomorrow. Now, I get it. The future can look scary. Maybe it's job or financial insecurities. Maybe it's health issues that could take a bad turn. Maybe it's a loved one's advanced age or health or the thought of a future without someone we love. There are so many things that can bring fear to our hearts. But the benefit of the pause and the reflection is that we are reminded that God has never left us and God never will. I know it seems countercultural. We are taught that busyness is a good thing, that to stop and to not be moving forward is wasted time. It's laziness and it's unproductive. But God says otherwise. God says take a Sabbath. God says remember. God called Moses up the mountain to talk to him and then made him wait 7 days before he spoke. God delivered the people out of Egypt. And then let him wander for 40 years before he took him home to the promised land. God tells us, just be patient. Now, we may think that this festival of setting up the tents is a little ridiculous, right? Why live in a temporary home when we've got a permanent one right there? Folks, we've been living in a temporary home since the day we drew first breath. This is just temporary. We got a home waiting for us that's better than we can ever imagine. This is the tent, man. This is the hut that we're living in right now. Something greater is coming than we can ever imagine. So just be patient. God is good. Think about those home improvement shows, right? We've been talking about Fixer Upper a little bit as we've been looking at Nehemiah. We got fans of Chip and Joanna. Right? We know this show, right? Now, think about the very end of these home improvement shows. The people don't just go rushing in the front door once it's complete, right? On Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna stand out in the street in front of the house with this great big billboard showing the people what their house looked like before they started. To remember where they came from. And they remind everybody, remember, this is what you saw, and this is the challenges that were going to lie ahead of us. Do you remember how awful this property was when we got it? We remember. Do you want to know what's behind the billboard? Do you want to know? Do you want to see? Do you want to? And then they slide the old picture out, and the new house is there behind it. And again, the people don't just go rushing up to the front door. They stand there in awe for a minute. And there's tears shed. And there's thanks expressed to Chip and Joanna for all their hard work. There's lots of oohs and ahs and oh my gosh. It's beautiful. They take time to just stand and appreciate in the present. And then they go in. And you know, generally right before the final credits, we get to see a scene where the family is in their new home and they're usually entertaining friends and family. Right? There's usually a big dinner party and the kids are running around in the new house and everything looks great. Because after they paused and appreciated, they invited others in to see what had been done, to see the renovation as it was complete. And you know, as we've been talking about our own spiritual renovation, we need to do the same. We can see the progress that God has made in fixing up the broken pieces of our lives. And we should pause and give thanks for that. But then we need to invite others in to see the work that has been done in us. We need to show off our spiritual marble countertops and hardwood floors. We need to let others see what God is doing in us. We need to share our enthusiasm at the new life that we have been given. And we need to tell others about the faithfulness of our great God. We may never know exactly what it will mean for someone else to see God's work in us. They may have run out of hope for themselves. They may think they are beyond help, beyond a renovation. And we need to pause and to proclaim for all to hear that God is with them. God has always been with them, and God will see them through. We need to let others know that the renovation is possible in their lives as well. All thanks be to God. Amen. Would you join with me in our prayer of confession? Sometimes, God, we do not know what to confess. We seek to keep your law.